First of all, James, Niamey, the Nigeria's capital, is wearing a very colorful and beautiful look. You will see a lot of banners colorfully adorning the entire city with big billboards of presidential candidates where they pasted their posters, you know, advertising themselves to the voters. Election campaign is going smoothly, no any hitches. So far, so good. Everything is going on the right track. The voters are just waiting for Sunday, the 27th of December, to rush to the polls to elect a new leader for the next 5 years.
Who are the contenders for the presidential race?
Well, there are lots of contenders for this election. There are 30 in number. But the major contenders include Mohamed Bazoum, who is from the PNDS Tareya ruling party. Then there is Mahama Usman, who is also another contender in this election. This morning, Mahama Amadou announced an alliance with Mahama Usman, meaning Mahama Amadou called on his supporters to vote for Mahama Usman, who is from the RDR party. This is the alliance that is going to take place where the two major contenders include Mahama Bazoum from the PNDS and now Mahama Usman from the RDR party, who has the full backing of Mahama Amadou, who was disqualified from this race.
President Issoufou is stepping down after his 2 5-year term. Talk to us about this development, particularly in the context of West African politics.
Yeah, this is really interesting because it's a departure from what we used to see, especially in African context of politics, where you see leaders trying to secure for themselves at third term, like what we have in the case of Guinea and Alassane Ouattara of Cote d'Ivoire. Issoufou Mahamadou is stepping down after finishing his 2 terms of 5 years, which is completely a different scenario from what we used to see happen in the political arena in Africa.
So what are some of the possible challenges for the next president of Niger? Economically, politically, what are some of the challenges?
Niger is known to be one of the countries that has the poorest population in Africa. This is one of the issues that the next leader is going to tackle. Then there's the issue of insurgency, especially in areas of Tillaberi and Diffa, which has a border with Nigeria. Then there's also other areas that has border with Mali, Burkina Faso, Libya, all areas and borders. Insurgents or sometimes gunmen used to come into Niger, launch an attack, and rush back to where they come from. Then there's also the issue of coronavirus. Even though they don't have a high number of cases, this is something that is always at the back of Nigerians who want to see this issue of coronavirus, considering the fact that it's really causing a lot of destruction, issues like closing of schools, closing of major government buildings, and the rest of it.
Mamou, thank you very much again, and we look forward to speaking with you again, probably on Election Day Sunday. Thank you very much.
Okay, James. Thank you so much.